You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The European Commissioner Margrethe Vestager has said that the Commission is advancing its investigation into Google's Android operating system and AdSense advertising service. The European Commission has allegedly been sending out questionnaires to companies using Google's AdSense advertising service, asking them whether Google is forcing them to use AdSense exclusively and not use competitors. The move suggests that the European Commission may be about to press more formal charges against the company. This isn't the first time Google has faced trouble in Europe. The search engine company is already under investigation by the European Commission for allegedly boosting the ranking of its own Google shopping price comparison services, whilst pushing rival services offered by competitors further down the search results. Research by eConsultancy has found that Australian advertisers are keen adopters of people-based targeting. People-based targeting is believed to improve return on investment and ad relevance and relies on first-party data such as customer relationship management and point-of-sale data. The study found that 61% of advertisers said they used such first-party data to target their ads. Many also used audience targeting tools to help narrow down the number of people their ads were displayed to, such as Facebook's custom audiences, which was used by 62%, Google's AdWords customer match, which was used by 53%, and Twitter's tailored audiences, which was used by 37%. Australia has an internet penetration rate of 90%, equivalent to 21 million people. The UK has embraced contactless payments, according to research by Visa. Brits have made 36 million transactions, totaling £900 million since September last year, when the contactless transaction limit was raised from £20 to £30. The number of transactions worth between £20 and £30 has increased by over 19% over the last 5 months, with transactions worth under £20 growing by 8% over the same time period. Uptake has been especially strong in restaurants and supermarkets, where the use of contactless payments has grown by 155% and 100% respectively. One-fifth of all face-to-face card payments below £30 are now contactless. Google has launched its in-car operating system, Android Auto, in 18 new countries, taking the total number of countries it's now present in to 29. The new countries include Russia, India, and Brazil, which have some of the fastest-growing car markets in the world, a promising sign for future growth for Google. Android Auto allows users to sync their smartphones with their cars and use apps via their cars' screens. Its biggest rival worldwide is Apple CarPlay. And finally, Facebook has launched a system to help blind and visually impaired users see what's in its images. The technology, which is powered by artificial intelligence, can recognize around 80 common objects and activities. It can recognize different types of transports, environments, sports, food, and human appearances. In a demonstration video released by Facebook, the system is shown describing images in ways such as, "This image may contain one or more people, jewelry, smiling." And this image may contain outdoor clouds, foliage, plant. 2 billion images are uploaded to Facebook and its subsidiaries such as Instagram every day, meaning that image recognition systems are extremely important for blind and visually impaired people. In a statement, Facebook said that it hoped the new technology would be an equalizer that would empower people with visual impairments. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with almost 1.6 billion users from all over the globe. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.